know their last name? Well, I, maybe it's just because I wasn't at home.
I totally forgot about the last one.
I mean, the, what's,
I didn't have it in my calendar, I don't know why, but.
Oh, like new products. Oh, you can? That is the first time in, trying to confirm.
And then we have. But she's like.
All right, everybody, let's get this going now that we've got all the electronics working. We've got some new people here today, and we've got our contractor, which is exciting. So like Ken suggested, we go through the room really quick, and again, everybody, just tell everyone who they are. So I'll start with me. I'm David, Public Works Director. Start with the blue table next, I guess.
Mike Wannenberg with G. Brown Design.
Mike Wannenberg with G. Brown Design.
Matt Winward with G. Brown Design.
Ron Gordon, Parks Committee.
Tammy Clayton, Parks and Rec, I guess.
John Rueckert, Assistant Public Works Director.
Scott Merrill in the Parks Department.
John Young, I'm also in the Parks Department.
Ken Latham, City Manager.
Paul Robinson, City Engineer.
Sherry Pace, Community Development Director.
Randy Simmons, the Operations Manager down here.
Ryan Mumford, City Council Member.
Dallas Golden, Parks and Arts.
Jason Bolton, I'm in the Stormwater.
Linda Horrocks, City Recorder.
Christine Pepin, Parks and Arts.
Mackenzie Bennett, City Planner.
Allie Avery, Long Range Planner, and June Avery.
Future Planner.
TJ Riley, Parks Superintendent.
Awesome. Well, welcome everyone. And I think we've got a couple of people that are attending on Zoom. So welcome you guys as well. I have not a lot of structure to tonight other than we're going to go over kind of the results of the survey that you guys taken. And did you still want to take a minute, Ken, or? Did you still want to kind of kick us off? And then we'll jump into kind of the results.
Linda, you might want to send the Zoom link to the mayor. He asked me if we had a Zoom link, and I told him no. So I don't want to be a liar to the mayor, you know. I asked David if I could take a minute tonight. Because we want to show you something, and David's kind of taken a bit of a risk putting some things together for the group, but he's made an attempt, and I think a good attempt, to put together kind of, what's the word, a synthesis of everything that we've talked about, maybe? Maybe that's the right word. And I just wanted to make an introductory comment or two about the process we've been through. So I think that at times you may have felt like the process was hard to maybe feel like we're making progress, or maybe pieces of it felt strange to you as we went through the process. I know I felt that way at times. But I just wanted to support the steering committee idea. And we do this from time to time in the city. And thank goodness we have engaged citizens like those of you on the Parks Committee and an engaged staff. And I would just thank the staff for putting their minds into this effort, but something interesting happens when we get groups of people together. And even if at times during the process you don't feel like you don't feel like you're making a contribution, or maybe you don't understand kind of where it's going and it's hard to see where it's going, I think there's a lot of value to all of us having gotten together now for the fourth time, for all of us working outside of these meetings to think about Hatch Park, to think about the city, to think about the town center. And that is becoming, it's becoming more evident to me the more we work on this project that we really have made some amazing progress. There's as many opinions about this park as there are stakeholders and people involved. And so, you know, we also have Ryan Mumford, who's representing the city council, but he has five peers who also have a lot of different opinions about this park. And so, you know, we're just at the beginning of the process, even though I think we're coming to maybe the end of this steering committee's intense work where we've been meeting. We may meet again during the process, but I wanted to thank you and just to say, as we go through what David has put together tonight, I think you'll start to see some of the, I'll just use the word magic, because I think that's what's happening with this park. And I don't know if I've ever had higher hopes for a project that I've worked on. And I counted recently with my wife that I'm in my 35th year of working for cities. And, you know, that sounds like a long time. I don't feel like I've been working that long. But this is one of those handful of projects in my history that where I really have strong feelings about it. And I'm so pleased that this group has come together. I'm pleased with David's leadership and project management. And, you know, we've had other staff members who've emerged in meetings here, and in meetings not in this group have emerged as leaders in this project too. And so anyway, I don't mean to take quite so long, but I wanted to thank you for that. And just to affirm that each of your contributions has been important. And we couldn't have gotten to where we are right now without doing this process, even though you might feel like maybe it's different than anything else you've done where you can't quite get your hands around it. But I think you'll start to see that this thing is coming into focus. I'd say one other word about G. Brown Design, which is where these two expert landscape architects are from. They've done a lot of designing of parks and public spaces and open spaces and some great work around the state. And I'll just say in front of everybody that we have very high expectations that you'll take what we've done and exert a ton of creativity to it. And we know you will, because North Salt Lake wants to build and have just a really wonderful park when we're done, and a park that means a lot of things to a lot of people that we've talked about. And if you remember, in one of our first meetings, we talked about what we thought the residents, how they would value this open space, and we got some really interesting answers about family time, about personal time, about a place where people could go to contemplate, a place where people could recreate with their families, and be out in, even be out in nature. You know, we had that concept that even though this is in the middle of an urban place, you've got the town center and the freeway, we even talked about creating a natural, environmentally pleasant place for people to be with trees and with natural areas. So this park will mean a lot of things to a lot of people. So anyway, having said that, David, I'll turn it back to you, and we're looking forward to the next part of your meeting.
Yeah, I really appreciate everybody's contribution. I think, like, when we kicked this whole meeting off, we started with we've got such a good mix of diversity and just different viewpoints and different paradigms of how they view this park and what they see it becoming. And I think there's no formula to creativity. There's no perfect recipe to put something together. You can't do color by number. And I think you guys have made a lot more progress than sometimes I think you probably even see. I was blessed with the ability to just kind of listen. I think sometimes I'm guilty of just talking too much too, right? And it was kind of nice to just wander and keep my opinion a little bit out of it and just listen to what you guys were saying. And so when these results came back, which is what we'll go over right now, and big thanks to Mackenzie for putting the survey together. She did a great job giving the report that's in front of you, and great job putting it together. And I think it's a great way for us to kind of see what everybody else has thought, what everybody else is thinking. And really nothing surprised me because, again, I had that advantage of walking around and kind of hearing you guys talk. So let's go over those results real quick. So the survey says, I should have got the sound effects with it. So not a huge surprise, but the two kind of front runners that stood out are actually pretty similar as we all kind of talked through these and designed these things. Little Main Street in the community living room showed up on top, as you guys can see. What you guys said were the higher priorities were these, with 94% being the biggest there with the water feature, 76 with that identifying feature, natural playgrounds, interactive playgrounds, again, all the stuff. None of this was probably really any surprise to anybody, I don't think. I don't know. Here was the neutral areas. Probably worth saying that we did have elected officials chime in on the importance of sports fields in our council meeting last week, which is good because, you know, they're going to, like Ken mentioned, they'll have a lot of say in this at the end. And then the lower priorities were these ones. So any thoughts, questions, comments? Seventy-six marked it as low. So yeah.
Are you guys talking to the microphone if you're coming?
Yeah, and I mean that goes probably for a million things, you know. It's, again, I think it's a steering committee. We got a group of residents, group of elected, we got just a good wide range of people that help steer it. So the big idea question, the big one that came back was the water features and the mountain concept that you guys have brought up. The clock tower and the massive treehouse also scored really high. Any surprises or comments? Parking, I think this one's just tricky with this park. The interior circulation with the Spurs showed up as the favorite. And I think so much of it just depends on what the final design ends up as, right? Like, I think if the exterior parking is going to be the best way to do it or whatever else, G. Brown's going to help us there. So, so putting it all together, what we kind of did, and again, just looking and listening and taking the plans that you guys looked at, kind of came up with a few assumptions and thoughts on this, and I'm going to preempt it with a big disclaimer here. I know we put this together quick today. Not everybody's going to love it. There's things I don't like about it already, right? Like, we threw it together. If you want to sit and, you know, criticize every element, I probably be with you on a bunch of it because we threw it together quick. But I think the concept really falls from what, again, like I heard as I listened. It's based on a few things. It's based on the survey results. It's based on the conversations that I heard. It's based on the conceptual plans that you guys all put together. Again, threw it together really, really quick today. I tried to do it at scale. It's not perfect. I don't have exact measurements on parking. The trail system's not perfect. It probably doesn't flow the way it should. Again, and like I was talking to Mike with G. Brown earlier, this is meant to be a launching point. This is meant to have a starting point to talk about. And I think, and I hope like G. Brown is even talking to Mike, I think when you come in and somebody kind of gives you a direction, at least that's better than build us a park. At least you're giving an idea of what as a community and as, you know, staff and elected officials see as the priorities of this park. I bounced concepts off Ken, like Linda, TJ, Mackenzie all today just to kind of see if we're kind of in the right directions. And again, we'll never agree on everything. And I think as you guys maybe see what we've thrown together, you kind of see how maybe this can work and just sizes of the park might flow together. Some of the stuff I heard that maybe doesn't show up on the survey, you know, we had a lot of talk about building something that's unique, something that's timeless, something that's just different, something that's unique that this community could be proud of. The concept we pulled from the book was the community living room. Like Ken hit on that really well. I love the concept of being alone around others. You know, if you want to sit and read a book and just chill, it's great. If you want to gather and hang out with your friends, it would be great. Something that unifies. I think we have a really interesting city where it's kind of divided. And as we talked about that before, and I think something that everybody could get behind. And then the importance we've heard from the elected officials and Ken and others about having a community center. We talked a lot about something visible big that's showed up in different ways for different people, but it's been pretty common. The big one that you guys were pushing was year round, something that could be used in the winter just as good as the summer, as well as in the summer. We want to incorporate art, open space, and the need for sports. And then one thing that stuck with me from the first meeting is Ryan used the term sight lines, like in Washington, D.C., and have everything flow. So those are things I kind of pulled out when putting this concept together. So if I'm pitching what I'm showing you guys, I'd say we don't have a downtown. There's nothing in this city that's a unifying place to go. Nothing. And the concept is maybe we should build one. So with that being said, something that could be like a classic making Main Street on the outside that's connected to the city center, something that fills all of those needs. We talked about a commercial element, something that fizz or like an ice cream shop, having multiple functional spaces, meeting rooms, just different opportunities to do things. And by building basically almost enclosed pavilions, which I'll kind of show you guys in a minute, with openable doors. If you remember in the book, they talked about, I think it was Washington State somewhere, the airport hangars that they had changed where you could open the back up and just open it out to the park. And that's kind of the concept we're going to show you here. So what these multifunctional spaces could do is we could have the ability to do year-round things like farmers markets, craft shows, art shows, stand pushing like a history museum, things like that. You could have food truck, restaurant type seating even in the wintertime indoors. Other retail where it could just be rental for a limited time or a long time. Have movies in the park in the winter. I know this one because I get dragged to the one at Thanksgiving Point every year, but like photo studios, things with Santa, things like that. Rental spaces, birthdays, you know, family parties, weddings. A lot of different opportunities for things like that with large buildings that could be divided that have kitchens and different opportunities. is it Vita Tax people, those guys, like things like that, community events like that, city, community, church. Big push has been for libraries. We talked about it wasn't high scoring, but you could do just even for a month or two, or you could have game cafes, meeting spaces, things like that. So the concept is really just to have some versatility to it. We talked about the built for winter, the ability to have fire pits, city Christmas tree, built-in Christmas lights, Santa type things. With this concept, we could have parades down our fake Main Street, sidewalk fairs, sidewalk art, French cafe type seating, and just add historical ties, names, and everything to our faux downtown. Again, tied to sidelines, I don't know how many of you guys have been to Boston. That's Bunker Hill Monument in Boston. It's awesome. I don't necessarily know what the big central point thing is, still clock tower, monument, whatever. We've had a lot of ideas, but there's some really cool stuff out there with LED lights where you could light those up, you know, change them to green during St. Patrick's Day, red after Utah destroys BYU again, things like that, you know, and create a central focal point and gathering area. Again, we contacted Reagan Signs, and about 200,000 people pass this park every day, and this is a big opportunity to have this sightline focal attempt. The other one that we talked, and pretty much every group had as I looked through their things, was the concept of an amphitheater. I know Linda and I have had this sunset concert series, and we've talked about it in parks and arts, but I think an amphitheater is a lot more than just concerts. You can do a lot of different stuff, from movies in the park, community plays. My daughter's had a dance recital at like Harriman Park, and it was great for public distancing, and things like that. So those are just like Red Butte. I don't know if anybody's been to Garden up there for concerts and stuff, but it's amazing. So here's kind of what I've thrown together, and if I could get some help maybe passing it.
Hey, everybody.
Start, I'll walk these over. Again, this all really kind of starts in concept from Ryan's idea of sight lines and utilizing City Hall and making City Hall a part of really kind of what we're looking at. So if you look at it, it'd be a straight line really running down Main Street up to our clock tower monument, whatever you want to call it. Again, we're like talking about the idea of being able to have the backs of these open and open up in the summertime and close them in the wintertime, just based on whatever event's going on. Kind of the zoomed in view. A lot of people, as everybody pretty much was putting together their things, they wanted some form of an entry plaza, as I noticed. Art, fountains, things we talked about. Trying to utilize the water that we already have. It's already flowing, already there. The food trucks. The ability to have the farmer's market and things like that. We could have a parking lot with power and things like that, so it could be ready to go. Again, another popular concept was like a city Christmas tree where you could do lighting. And again, maybe these buildings would be petitioned or an openable, almost like a conference center or something, so you could open up into a big thing or subdivide them into little rooms. And then the other side, again, connecting it to the community center / library, which again, the political arm has really been pushing a lot of this. The commercial element, again, not drawn perfectly, but something, if you had like a Fizz or a, you know, Starbucks or whatever, something, it'd be obviously really cool if you could do like a drive-through something so that it's accessible, you know. Kind of the central focal point then would be something like a, you know, just a courtyard. If it's a clock tower or monument in the center part of it, City Tree, you could have cool lighting events. And again, just a really cool place with a lot of seating that you could, you know, just hang out if that's all you wanted to do. I already don't like where the playground stuff's at again, but we were just drawing stuff up together really quick. But again, we talked about water play areas. We've talked about the ability to use the water to make it just really prevalent. Again, things like the type of playground. I know some were, you know, want more natural. We didn't get into the details on a lot of that stuff. And then you can see, again, we got garden areas in the stage area for like the amphitheater and things like that. So then going up, we were looking at just a single, either softball, baseball, you could even do another sport with the field. And then that lower field is actually pretty close to a soccer or football field size already. And I'm not Paul Otteson, I don't know what the exact measurements would be for the retention, what exactly we need. But again, just conceptual to see how that could probably work. So the other big draw was for pickleball courts somewhere in the city. Again, just trying to fit stuff kind of in. And that's really what I had. Again, this whole concept's really kind of just a way for you to visually look at something. And again, really, I'm hoping that's a spark. I'm hoping it triggers some ideas for you guys, and even more importantly for the guys with G Brown, where we can really kind of take all of this work, all of these ideas, and start, you know, joining them into something that'll be great. So, any thoughts or questions?
So that's the next steps, is after you show this to us tonight, it goes to them.
Yeah, also, we're going to let these guys jump in now, and not to put them on the spot, but we're going to put them on the spot and see how they feel like they can kind of see some of the stuff conceptually that we've been talking about. And like I said, to me, this is a launching point. This isn't saying, guys, draw this. This is saying, this is kind of the stuff we've talked about. This is kind of some concepts that we like as a group. You guys are the experts now, really, like, you know, get us going in the right direction. So
David, I think as we think about handing this to G Brown Design, it's not just this drawing, although I think this is an important compilation, and it is a good launching point. But if you recall, there's some things in the survey that we said we wanted to have in the park. You know, we will give G Brown Design the work that this committee has done, so they have the benefit of being able to go through the same, you know, see the process that we went through. So I just wanted to point that out, that there's more than just this one sheet. You know, there's all this work that we've done, and so David will produce that for and Mackenzie and others, whoever's been working on it, will produce all those documents for G Brown, so they'll have the benefit of looking at all of it.
Awesome. Yeah, so again, just I don't know, I hope it creates somewhat of a spark and a starting point, and if you guys are ready to get us even headed in the, you know, better direction, we're excited to hear what you guys have to say. So thank you.
We did at the table?
Yeah, we'll give them everything that we produced.
Okay. So they've seen our maps that we all put together?
No, we'll give them everything though. Okay. Like the surveys, all the maps, everything.
I guess I was just wondering if they wanted to look at them and then ask us questions about them, or how deep we think that will work.
I think I anticipate a little bit that really we'll probably have a meeting with city staff that kind of guided that direction to get a little bit of that download. You know, doesn't have to be the whole group. You can feed us that information, gives us an opportunity to ask additional questions, see everything you've got. Of course, this sketch here, this concept is just the visual, like you said, the starting point, I think. And it's a great place to start from. There will be a lot of factors that go into things as we start to think about design. Parking needs for all of the different programming elements, making sure that things like playgrounds, we consider safety and that they do have good access to, we're not making families walk too far from parking areas, but they're also separated from vehicular areas. I think your connection visually, kind of corner to corner to City Hall, is good. Something that we have talked even prior maybe to some of your work. So I guess if you have some specific questions we can address. I mean, we can, if you want, we can, I don't know that we'll critique your concept, but we're here to do what you want and provide input if you have specific questions about anything.
Well, again, like I mean, we could all critique it to death. I don't, by no stretch of my imagination, do I think it's perfect. Like, I can tell you a bunch of things I already kind of don't like. Again, I think this and all the prior work that we'll get you has all just been kind of conceptual, like the way we think that this community would like to see at this park. So really, like, I think it's rolling it over to your expertise at this point, and you guys tell us what you need from us and how we can help going forward.
Okay, so really, as far as what we need from you, this is the good start, right? One of the most difficult parts of a project, especially when we start talking about the park, is really just kind of nailing down the programming side. And as I talk about the programming side, the specific activities and features and things that you want included. And sometimes that's hard because we kind of have a must-have list, would like to have list, and if we have enough money, let's have it list, right? And so so sometimes it's really looking at those priorities, the must-haves, the we would really like to have, and then, you know, if we can get it, it would be nice, but if we don't have it, it's not gonna be a make or break the park type of thing. So I think you guys have kind of done that in some of your survey stuff already that helps move us along that path. And then from there, we can start to look at, from a design standpoint, how to accomplish those, how we look at the idea of parking. Sometimes you need enough parking that we don't want to park to feel like the Walmart parking lot, right? Walmart parking lots are great for Walmart. They're just not very good for parks. So things like your multiple use, being able to have different uses for spaces that can be changing over time, are always a benefit. So even as we talk sports fields, green space can be used for a wide variety of things, but sometimes we have to consider the design aspect behind them. Even as we talk about retention basins, storm drainage or whatever else, if we design things in a manner where we don't really think they're going to have standing water in them, then they can be utilized for a lot of other things throughout the year. So Mike, I don't know if you have.
So I'd be curious and kind of for you to elaborate a little bit on that kind of outdoor living room concept. That's really just kind of creating a kind of multiple activity area for the community. Is that kind of the thought behind that?
Yeah, I think as we talked, and it came from the book, some of the concepts of just like a place you could just sit, be alone, or you could be with other people, just kind of a, probably a more correct maybe Ken correct me, but like an urban park, right? Like something, because we have a lot of high density in that area, people that just walk across the street, you know, something. The concept was if you could just come and just hang out with your kids and you don't necessarily have to have anything to do, just walk over there for lunch and just read a book or, you know, hang out. It's not so much as having to have like exact events to do, but like cool sitting areas. Yeah, anybody else can chime in.
I'll chime in and just say we have a document that lines out or defines exactly what each of those themes are.
I can't hear you.
Sorry. Can you hear me now? We have a document that lines out each of those themes, and it's already prepared, and we can send that to you so you can see exactly what is incorporated in that.
Okay. Has there been any discussions of, I'm just curious, along that corridor, along the freeway, you know, that's right now it's a really underutilized where that berm is. Is, you know, it seems like a good spot to maybe integrate like a bike train park or something where it's, you know, kids aren't going to care about the freeway noise. And that might actually be kind of a little bit of a kind of a billboard for the park itself, because as you're driving by, you'd see that activity there. I don't know. I wonder if that was in part of the discussions.
That was my idea.
I think we love the concept of utilizing the topography. One thing that's difficult with this park is the elevation change, the retention basin. You know, there's some slight elevation changes and how we use all of that in the best way possible. And so I like concepts that could utilize that in a positive instead of just a hill that nobody uses. When we run city events like the Easter Egg Dash and the October Fun Run and things, that berm right by the freeway is never used, right? And so you hate to have city space and community open space that has no purpose besides just a retention basin.
I agree with what these guys have said. One thought that I thought was really important was the placement of landscaping. That's, and David did kind of put some landscaping there, because I think over time, I think that's a great location for some trees. The summer sun coming from the west is very hot and heats up the east. You know, the wall blocks some of the sun, but most of the park has pretty hot sun in the summertime. And so I think over time, I would love to see, it doesn't have to be in conflict with what you just said, Mike. It can be, you know, we can do both of those things, and it doesn't have to be exactly linear the way it's shown on, you know, it's just a concept here. But I've always thought that the west side of the park was a great place for some pretty intense tree planting, and over time that becomes a really beautiful piece of the park.
Yeah, I think you can integrate both those uses. You know. So is the city still planning to go out to a survey, a larger survey? Is that the plan?
Yeah, I think the concept was for you guys to come up with a few designs and then take it out to the public.
So just to be clear, this survey was among the park committee members here in this steering committee, not the general public. So those survey results are just what we've come up with.
And just to add in, sometimes, you know, a zebra is a horse designed by a committee, right? And so I think we tried really hard to get stakeholders from different demographics, different parts of the city with different backgrounds. So while I'm the only city council representative here, we got the Parks and Arts Committee has been appointed by design to help design the parks. And I think they have a really good background in the city. And then city staff and a lot of different items went into that design. And sometimes when you present a blank slate, it's really hard to come up with what's best, right? Like you're saying, hey, we need safety around the park and we need these items. It's hard for the public to come up with that. And so like David said, if we had three options or something to present to city council and the public and say, you know, which concepts do you like? Where is this going? I think that really helps in the design process.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, you guys, this is great what you've done up to this point. I mean, getting this is, I mean, it helps us a lot.
So I guess I'm just curious to know if any of the committee members have a reaction to what David has shown, or if you have concerns as we now kind of turn this over to these guys. It's not your last time to have input, I'm sure, but do we have any comments, you know, last comments as we take a break from meeting maybe for a few weeks and let them do some work? And I'm kind of curious to hear from anybody that might have any other comments you want to make.
I was just wondering, as I was looking at it and all of us put our input in it, have we asked like a younger crowd, like the youth, or what they like? Because they will be the ones that advance to it too. And I think maybe if we got something from maybe, I think there's a youth committee or something, but even just a younger crowd to see what they like, maybe that would be helpful too.
Yeah, I know. Can I have a kind of a question? First of all, I love the idea of a main street with a community center. I think that's amazing. I'm wondering about the softball baseball field. And this is just a genuine question I have. How likely is a single field to be utilized? It seems like most of the time when you see them utilized, it's like a complex of baseball fields. And I wouldn't suggest we have a complex. I just wonder, will that be used? It takes up a lot of space. Is it likely to sit vacant?
Yeah, and that's tricky. I think, I mean, the two fields we have right now are used nonstop. We have baseball teams and stuff that use them a lot. I won't say that anybody necessarily in this committee was really pushing for the sports fields as much as I think. No, that's not fair. I mean, I think there's some desire, but I think it's also the political arm that was really kind of asking to make sure that there was, because there's no other baseball fields in the city, you know, and I'm not saying it has to be that, but we right now, the two fields are used all summer. If you go past, they're both used. And as far as the field, we were just talking about this the other day, the field I played on for about 15 years was a single field, and it was awesome. They just had different leagues every night of the week. Just a unique field. I mean, if you're trying to go for a big, huge complex, that's cool too. But it really worked well. It was my favorite field I ever played on all growing up. So I'm not saying it can't work. I mean, it's obviously, you know, it's just different.
Ron, I think it's a really good comment because we have football fields. A group does football down at Legacy Park because there's enough fields they can utilize all of them at once, right? And you see this trend in recreation where they have a soccer complex or just a baseball complex. And so I think it's a really good point.
Yeah, and I actually echo that. The thing that's interesting with this city too, that is I've been here for 5 years is, TJ can probably talk to this even better than I can, but we have a lot of people that want more recreation opportunities. People are sick of driving to Bountiful for everything. I mean, we get everything from, there's no junior jazz, there's no anything here. because we don't have facilities. I mean, this really, we started Woods Cross football plays at Legacy Park now, and that's been like 3 years, and that's been a huge hit. And we've had a lot of people that are happy just because they don't have to travel, because all junior jazz, all of the other things that they do, they have to drive to Bountiful for. So, I mean, and I'm not saying it has to be here. I mean, maybe it's part of the bigger parks plan where fields could be somewhere else, and that can work too. Said I don't have any skin in the game where I care what sports go on here necessarily, but I can tell you there is demand for more facilities that are within our city. And as we talked to South Davis Rec, they say, we'd love to put more stuff in your city. We just don't have any places.
Yeah, and I'll just comment. I mean, I think there's no question that this park could be a sports park. I mean, we could just fill it up with ball diamonds, soccer fields, and it would be a very heavily used park. And that may be where, I mean, I think, Ron, you probably identified one of the key questions that the city's going to grapple with is, you know, this balance between some of the things you see on here, which I think are really placemaking features that this committee, some on this committee have strong feelings about, and some of these things kind of have come out of these meetings. And they're to some degree they're competing with the two ball diamonds that are there and the fields that are there, and whether we want to fundamentally give those up, you know, in place of this. And so I appreciate the question.
To be clear, I'm not advocating for this.
Oh, I know that. No,
I'm a little bit worried that maybe it becomes one, right?
Yeah.
And we lose the chance to do something really interesting, sure, and really unique and really dynamic.
No, I think it's one of the very key questions the city's going to have to grapple with, you know, and decide what to do with. And maybe, you know, you guys, Mike and Matt, as we work together, it's probably a question we ought to discuss more. And because I know there are folks on the city council who feel, well, and I can't, you know, I should let Ryan talk about that. But anyway, I think that there is, for good reason, there's a feeling that we shouldn't lose the sports facilities that we already have. I think that's a reasonable opinion. It's a valid way to look at this project. And I don't think that's necessarily the wrong answer if we went that way. Anyway, I'll stop thinking out loud because I'm not doing all that great at it.
Well, you know, you ask about, you know, what's here and is it similar to our concepts? I think you've gathered some of everything that we asked for. I mean, we kind of talked about the railroad on this table. That was kind of our idea, you know, the community, the sports. I mean, I think you've done a great job in incorporating all kind of different things. One of the things I was wondering about is, I know we had talked about in our presentation on the south side of, on this, let's see, Center Street, and is that Main Street? Yeah. Those apartments that were the railroads, are those going to be purchased? Or that was just talk that we had here. Okay, because I was wondering if we couldn't incorporate all those, if we had those two for a museum or something. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
So I guess maybe an additional question or discussion. What discussions have you guys had about, I mean, or have there been, about the implementation timeframe to get to the end result? And I think I asked that question because it comes back to you know, thinking about some of your younger users. Sometimes in the city world, a 10-year time frame is short, right? As far as start to complete implementation if it's a large scale project. And so I guess that's a question, just thinking about that as time frame, and then just making sure as we look at things, making sure that they're not something that's just come on as a fad that by the time you implement may no longer be desired or wanted, right? So any thoughts on time frame and implementation?
I'm just one vote of five, but I think the goal is to implement this as soon as we can. I don't want to speak too far out of line, but we've identified funds that we can utilize to move quickly on this project, and we already own most of the land. And so I would say that there's intense political pressure to move quickly.
Plus, the way Congress keeps approving free money.
Strike while the iron's hot, right?
We might have some rescue funds available for the community center building, depending on what we put in that building, like seniors. So, for example, all community development block grant qualifying projects we can use rescue funds for. That means a senior citizen center. It means a social center where we would assist the public with taxes, employment services, unemployment services, career development, anything that you can pay for with community development block grant funds, you can pay for here with rescue funds. So, you know, our city is getting a ridiculously high amount of money out of this $1.9 trillion. And so, you know, if you're looking for places to spend it, it seems to me that we have some funding sources that might be coming together in an interesting timing right now, in addition to the city having the ability to go borrow money, which is never, I know, the first choice, but we do have that capability also.
And I think that from my perspective as in the planning department, what we've done here was gather our big ideas and what we think is important as a representative cross-section of the community and the people who care about this community and what we think they want to see. So I think we're looking to you to give us some guidance on how can we move this process forward with you helping us with your expert advice and the expert planning and how to lay out a park and why this feature doesn't work or that feature would work better in a different layout, that sort of thing.
I think too, as I just look and seeing, you know, the architectural components of a community center, library, some things like that too, I think it's even more important that you really get from a master planning side of things what you want the open space to be, so that as you look at this from the park, that the community center complements what you want the theme of the area to be. It's not dictated by what the community center becomes, right? So often we start with architectural components, which in many instances is okay, and then we design the green space around it in a community park in an area like this. We need to, and you start at the open space and then have the architectural components complement that. And so, because, you know, the buildings will be a big portion of the cost that you'll want to consider, and they will have a very specific impact visually on how it's, you know, how the space is portrayed. And so I think making sure as we advance design concepts and ideas, you know, we're kind of thinking about that as far as the character and how that will complement the spaces, so that we don't just start with a building and then hope that what we want the spaces to become kind of falls out of, you know, just happens. So certainly I think we're kind of on the right track doing that, but those are some things for us to all think about as we start. I think sometimes the urban open spaces are easier than just a really soft natural green space, or sometimes more difficult because you're trying to capture active and passive recreation as well as, you know, those urban features as far as seating areas and active spaces for people to get together and things like that. So
that's like with the community, you know, community center, like like Matt was saying, kind of hinted to that you could kind of blur those lines to where, you know, maybe you do have just these glass roll up doors or something that you can just, it becomes more of an open air type experience than, you know, your traditional community center. But yeah.
And quieter.
I think when you bring up like a gathering place, I think when we talked about this many times, like a Farmington Station, you guys have been there. And I think when we talk about like a year, you can use it all year long. I think about how they've incorporated everything they've done in that, the middle section of Station Park. Now they have in the summer, the spring, they have the water fountains all the time. They have fizz right there. It's open. They have seating everywhere. Restaurants kind of back up to it. They have a ton of greenery that softens everything. They've done it. They do an amazing job on the maintenance on that. And I think, you know, there's couches. It's just kind of like a hangout, right? So people gather there, they shop, they come back, they wait to be seated. I think when I think about a year-round type of place, I think of Farmington Station just because of what they've done with that. And it's not a big area. It's not, they haven't taken a huge area to do that. And we can easily incorporate something like that in this design. They have, like I say, the water fountain all summer long. And then in the winter, it's a tiny little ice rink. They have Santa, so I think there's a lot of things that we've talked about that I think David's done a great job with the design. Me personally, I love it. And I hope that we build off of this. I think you guys do a great job with that. But that's when I think about a year-round park and you have that community kind of feel and area. That's what I kind of think of as Farmington Station, because I think they've done a good job with that. But that's just my 2 cents.
So I guess I think we kind of lean on you guys. How would you guys see us moving forward? What do you guys think, time frame? Like, how would you like to work this going forward? What can we do to help out?
Yeah, it's really, you know, getting as much information as you, from you as possible, and then really just kind of gets into the brainstorming session and just exploring ideas and I'm just bouncing them off of you and the community and kind of just find out what works best for everybody.
So I think kind of from a work plan side of things, it would kind of be our download session, right? Where we basically start here, you provide us with all the background information. We take a little time to digest that. And then from there, we dive in to further developing or developing design options. And it does get to the point where we, you know, have two or three concepts. We develop something, we meet with the group, get some feedback, refine that to the point where I'd imagine that you would end up with some concepts that you want to get public input on at that point. And also too, as we start to go through that process, then it will also help us to identify opportunities that you have and then also constraints. I mean, right off the bat, we know that the grade can be both of those, right? The grade change can be an opportunity, but it also comes with some of its challenges, its constraints. The water that you have there, same thing, right? So finding ways that we can turn those into opportunities and capitalize on them without creating a maintenance nightmare that's gonna lead to, you know, a lot of cost and less desirable area because we just can't maintain it. I think once we get to some of that point, then too, you can start to put some order of magnitude cost to things so that you maybe can start to get your arms around. And then from there, you really can say, okay, if this park or this area turns into
whatever this cost is, now what's the city's ability to be able to do that in a certain time frame? And then from there, you can prioritize if you've got to phase it or start to kind of come up with some ideas. So there's a fair amount of work still in a master planning side of things, a preliminary design before you really get to final detailed design, right, where we're working out all the details. And you know that, but so those would be some of the key things. And we would, I think as we digest and we kind of get into understanding all the background from there, then we can work with you guys to really outline a schedule that really works from the design side. So.
That's awesome. I think I have notes. I have every drawing that these guys have put together that I can send you in 5 minutes. We put together all the notes from all of these things. Like I said, these guys have really done a lot of good thinking and a lot of good ideas, you know. So it's easy to give you everything you guys want, and we can go from there.
Dave, just to add in, we also have a signage plan for the kind of the area that kind of helps show the logo of the area and what some of that design element looks like. And I loved your earlier comment about, you know, walking distances. You know, the park has community on three sides and a bus rapid transit station really close by eventually when it gets built. And so I think that we anticipate this being walked to as well as driven to. And it's not just, like we were talking about earlier, it's not just a drive to use one use, but we're trying to cater to all sorts of uses from a year-round standpoint. And then the last thing, as we talked about a community open space or living room, one thing I love is that we've talked a lot about letting people use all the aspects, touch all the pieces. And so, you know, having the art and the interaction be designed to be interacted with, as opposed to, you know, in St. George, there's a big clock tower and there's four doorways in it. So you can walk in through it and go through it. And it's not just a closed off building with locked doors that some city official can go in to maintain it. It has open space in it, right, that you can go through and interact with. And I think that's part of this idea of a community living space, that we want the public to be able to interact with all the pieces.
Yeah, I appreciate Ryan mentioning we did a town center branding plan. So there's designs for flags and for banners and for signs. And of course we want to incorporate those into this park. I think the walkable Main Street lends itself to signage really well, identifying markers and so anyway, doesn't have to be Disneyland exactly, but close.
And all that stuff, we have the presentations that we've done, and Allie did a really good job putting that together, and it is really cool, the concepts they have for that. Again, that's all stuff I'll send you right away.
If everybody who has materials just want to send it to me, and then I can just do a zip file and send them everything all at once, then they won't be getting emails from a bunch of different people.
Sounds good.
Great.
We appreciate you guys being here. Like I said, really more than anything, I hope this is, you know, just a spark. I don't think anything any of us have presented is like what we expect the final thing to be. We just, to get that snowball rolling. So we appreciate you guys being here. We look forward to your creativity and whatever this project turns out. We just hope it's timeless and epic.
Yeah. No, we're excited as well. And we're a very collaborative firm, and so is there any new ideas that come up? You know, we're the more the merrier. We're open to any suggestions. So,
well, unless anybody's got anything else, any other comments or questions?
Is that a motion to adjourn? Is that what I'm hearing?
That's your job. You've got that.
I don't think so.
Everybody have a great night. Drive home safe.
nice to meet you.
Thanks for dinner.